This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
Optimism for farmers over the passing of the Omnibus Bill. Last week, President Trump's signature approved a spending bill that includes several provisions that benefit farmers. We'll talk about it with Bob Gray from Northeast Dairy Farmers Cooperative next.
Get control of flies on your dairy operation with an integrated pest management program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products from Central Life Sciences. Clarifly Larvicide offers feed-through control that prevents the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated animals by as much as 96%. And Starbar features a lineup of baits, traps, and sprays that address fly problems in all areas of your dairy operation. Flies can spread disease and lead to decreases in milk quality and yields. Learn how to limit their impact at centralflycontrol.com.
Bob Gray from Northeast Dairy Farmers Cooperative joins us. And Bob, last week President Trump's signature approved an omnibus spending bill that includes a few provisions that benefit farmers. First, the omnibus amends the cooperative tax deduction, Section 199A, to restore balance to commodity markets and also reestablish fairness between cooperative and non-cooperative farmers.
You know, I'm somewhat conflicted on this, but I understand the problem. Back originally when the tax reform legislation was introduced in October of last fall, they eliminated the Section 199 deduction, which cooperatives have had since 2004, and farmers who are members of cooperatives use this. It's a pass-through deduction. They can either use it to build new facilities or refurbish them, or they can pass the deduction back to their farmer members. A number of our co-ops do this. So there was a lot of work done to keep this deduction in the new tax bill. And so when the new tax bill was passed at the end of December, there was language in there, but the language, when I looked at it, I said, oh my gosh, this is really good, because it was very favorable to farmers who belonged only to cooperatives. There was a 20% deduction on gross farm sales to cooperatives. So there was a big hue and cry about this. And so over the last 3 months, there has been work on that to fix it. I was hoping that there would have been sort of a compromise sort of halfway between the original language that was put in the tax bill passed at the end of December and the old deduction that had been in there since 2004. But when they passed the bill, the omnibus bill this past Friday, the language is back to the old Section 199 deduction. We didn't lose it, but it isn't as favorable, of course, as it was in the language that was passed at the end of December, but we still have the Section 199 deduction.
Another highlight is the strong language of the labeling of milk, you know, when it comes to soy and almond rice and that fake milk, and it seems like there's some strong language in this bill for that.
There's language that directs them to make a decision very soon. Hopefully that'll push the ball down the field and they'll make a decision, because in the regulations, defining milk as a secretion from a lactating mammal, it's pretty straightforward. If, you know, if FDA would follow the regulations that have been in place for years, they would say that you can't use the word almond milk. It's almond beverage. So that language is in there, and that's a good thing. We've been working on that for some time.
And that's Bob Gray, Executive Director of Northeast Dairy Farmers Cooperatives.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Get control of flies on your dairy operation with an integrated pest management program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products from Central Life Sciences. Clarifly Larvicide offers feed-through control that prevents the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated animals by as much as 96%. And Starbar features a lineup of baits, traps, and sprays that address fly problems in all areas of your dairy operation. Flies can spread disease and lead to decreases in milk quality and yields. Learn how to limit their impact at centralflycontrol.com.
Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.